Welcome to Paul or Nothing, the place to get all of your Paul all of the time. Join me, your host Sam Wiles, as we discover the history, the music, and the man behind it all, Paul McCartney. To get in contact with the show, email us at paulmccartneypod@gmail.com. Hello, hello, and once again I feel the warmest of welcomes to yet another episode of Paul or Nothing, the place where we've been talking practically non-stop about all things Paul McCartney for well over 6 months now. Quite the feat, I know, and I'm shocked you're not bored already. But today, you've probably guessed by the title and the length of the episode alone that we're not here to discuss another album. No, Wings at the Speed of Sound will be shortly following this one, but we also don't have an interview either. It's just you, me, and the microphone. I'll spare you the usual housekeeping segment where we plug all of the show's various links, avenues, and hubs, because this mini episode, like, I can't really call it a bonus episode, it's a mini episode. It's all one big plug, the biggest of plugs really, because it's the one that involves you, the listener. I've always been looking for ways to involve the listener more, and this is probably the best way to do it really, in a small way. So whatever you're doing, wherever you are, this is my presentation, my appeal, my advertisement of the Paul or Nothing Patreon page. Before I started this podcast, I just finished uni, and I took a quick temp job as a door-to-door charity fundraiser, or chugger, if you're in England. And for those of you fortunate enough to never encounter one, a charity fundraiser chugger is essentially a door-to-door salesman that boasts the legal distinction that he or she is not actually a salesman. And I'm not going to be doing that, folks. I'm going to be honest with you. You are my fans. It is the least you deserve. And I am here to technically sell you something. I'm very, very sorry. When I started the show, I never saw it as an avenue to make money. I was a man without a co-host and a man without a podcast, really. And I knew the show would be the best way for me to continue to express my creative itch. And it has. There is no greater pleasure than the feeling of recording an episode and knowing it's only 50 hours of editing away to be released from the public, and then you put it online and you see the views coming in. It's very rewarding, and seeing some of the comments you guys leave on Twitter and the YouTube as well, it does just warm the cockles of my heart. But unfortunately, the real world has an unfortunate habit of grounding things in reality. For those of you who don't know, Patreon is essentially the best way for independent content creators, such as myself, to get funding. Basically, you sign up and you donate however much you want to a cause, either one-off or monthly. But essentially, you donate however much you think the show is worth. I personally think it's priceless, but hey, I hope we can both agree that it's worth at least $1 a month. It's the way that less mainstream podcasts, you know, without the support of Onnit.com or BlueApron.com, all these massive advertising giants, to generate some income. But yeah, Grandpa, we all know what Patreon is. Get on with it. So once again, please indulge me as I fall back on the playbook radio trope as I begin to ask myself questions to create a needless dialogue. Sam, why have you created a Patreon page, may I ask? Well, that's an excellent question, me, and the answer is rather simple. I want to be able to deliver a better show to you, the listener. Now, obviously, I'd like to think the show has a certain level of quality and a certain McCartney One homemade charm, but everything can be improved. You know, that there is no such thing as perfection. We're hardly Dan Carlin's Hardcore History or the Joe Rogan Experience, but I know you guys are out there, and if you're still listening, then you must like the show to some degree. Maybe you were drawn here by a guest I might have interviewed, or you're just a regular Macca fanatic, or you found us through the YouTube. But I'd like to think that all of you want to see the show expand in the same way and see the potential that I see. Yes, I know it's early days, we're still only in our first year. But hey, friend of the show and friend of mine, Mr. Tom Cui, who you will hear on our Wings Over America and McCartney 2 reviews. Literally, he just started a podcast and he already has a Patreon going. Check out Alpha Metallica online. See, I've thrown him another little advertisement there, the lucky git, big friend of the show. But if anything, you know, if you want to help me become a bigger Patreon presence than him, then please do. Obviously, only if you're the petty sort. Although, on the note of Tom, I do have to stop here and thank Mr. Tom Cui. He's actually the first person to become a patron for this show. And for that, I'm obviously eternally grateful. Though, this does mean I actually can't repay the favour and support any of his projects, because I'm not going to be a dollar down for him. So, first and foremost, just like my old show, Down in the Hole, or any of my countless peers, the majority of the need for said funds that I'm grovelling for is to essentially pay for the expenses of maintaining and hosting the show on Podbean. I used to be on Podomatic, but Podbean's such a a better platform. I really enjoy being on it. And obviously you can view all the episodes on YouTube for free, but to get the show out there to the mass 99% of you, it does need to be online, it does need to be on Patreon, to be on iTunes and all the other podcasting venues. And like I say, it isn't free. There's quite a hefty yearly cost to it, and mostly it's to go towards that, the maintenance of the podcast, as it were. Another thing I want to do is to improve the audio quality, mic guards, a brand new mic, new earphones, just stuff to help the podcast sound a little bit better. I know some episodes sound quite good, others less so, and I just want to create that kind of consistency that will just make the show a little bit more professional. Also, not to be too candid about how things work behind the scenes here, but any extra funds will also give me a little bit of buying power when it comes to booking certain or more high-profile guests. I'm not going to name any names, but a lot of people are busy, a lot of people have many other offers, and small gratuities, shall we say, can help guarantee someone's presence on the show. Next, I'd like to get a friend of the show, and again, friend of mine, Danny O'Gorman, into this project. He designed our McCartney logo, our podcast logo, and for every podcast that I'm pretty much connected with, he designs merch, he designs t-shirts, hats, stickers, labels, everything. And I'd like to get him doing the same, but for McCartney. I'd like McCartney t-shirts, hats, jumpers, galoshes, clogs, whatever. I'd like to get some merch out there, just so fans can support the show in a bit more of a direct way. And on top of all that, my friend Danny, he just makes some fantastic shit. And, you know, it just makes the show look like a bigger project. The other thing I wanted to do was to make the show a little bit more regular, so you're not kept hanging. Yes, folks, I'm well aware that there's a certain lack of regularity in the release dates. There seems to be pauses, and then I'll release four or five episodes all at once, which is great for those of you who have just joined, but obviously there'll be those out there who are clamouring for more content. And essentially that is more on me than on you. I do work full-time recently, been unemployed, but that's irregardless. And I love spending time with my family, spending time with my girlfriend, and being my own boss, on top of all this, means I sometimes struggle to be as prompt as I would be if I could actually be fired. So think of your donations as an injection of responsibility in the show. This regularity will also be partly due to the fact that patrons will also be allowed to have a week early access to all content in the show. And basically this regularity will just make sure that there's always something new for you guys out there. Now, you may be asking yourself by this point, Sam, what the hell do I get out of this anyway? Well, all tiers for the show will essentially give you different things. Obviously, it's the smallest going upwards in terms of cost. With all the tiers, you gain the 7-day early access, and you get everything the further down you go. So if you buy the second tier, you obviously get the first tier. If you buy the third tier, you get the second and first as well. So obviously, it does benefit you to spend more. See how I've done that? Firstly, we have Tier 1, which is the Maybe I'm Amazed special. I apologise for all the corny names here. I thought they were cute at the time. Basically, the Maybe I'm Amazed special, that's just for $1 a month. Obviously, you help me out, you get a shout out, you get 7 days early access to all the content. There's Tier 2, which is the Listen to What the Man Said extravaganza. You get entered into a raffle to win a one-off Paul McCartney and Wings t-shirt designed by Danny O'Gorman. Again, try to bring the merch element back into this. Tier 3 is the Mrs. Vanderbilt Spectacular, where I'll invite one for a bonus episode with your choice of topic. This is one I've been really looking forward to. I love having guests on the show. I've done a few tester little interviews with people I've met on the Twitter and on Facebook and stuff, and they'll be online in their own way in the future. But this is a way I can get really, really rabid people who are really desperate to talk about Paul, on the show as quick as possible. Obviously, your choice of topic will be depending on whether I've spoken about it or not. But hey, there are many topics on this show that are well worth revisiting. And lastly, we've got the fourth tier, which is the Too Many People bonus scheme, where I will invite one for an actual album review. So get your notepads and get your witty banter ready, because I can't wait to have you on. Maybe you want to talk about Tug of War, Pipes of Peace, or maybe even people will be fighting to come on the Give My Regards to Broad Street episode, where we can tear that motherfucker to shreds. Now, obviously, there's only going to be a certain percentage of you that have even gotten up to this point in this particular podcast, and many of you will go no further, but as long as some of you, enough of you, in that small way, can help out the show, again, $1 a month's not that much. So if you think this show is worth a dollar or more a month, 12 bucks a year, then hey, why not become a contributor to the show? If anything, it'll ensure that all future content will not be interrupted by plugs for my Patreon, for example. I will be mentioning the Patreon in the housekeeping elements from now till eternity, essentially. Obviously, the Patreon will allow me to keep the show up and running as well as improve it. But we here at Paul Honor think, regardless, we are going to get to new and beyond if Paul ever releases another album. We're going to get to there if it kills us. And if you fancy seeing me run myself into an early grave, you could also become a donor for that reason. Look, I don't want this to be a long episode. There's not going to be like a lengthy philosophical closer. Not that there ever has been anyone on this show before. So I'll just leave you with a thank you again. Thank you for all the support that you guys have given me thus far. I wouldn't have got this far without the downloads, without the support. None of you have given me an iTunes review yet, so maybe this will be your chance now. Get out there, please do. At least give me a one star. Even a bad review is better than no review. And again, we're not the Church of What's Happening Now. We're not the Property Podcast, but I really appreciate every download, every click, every comment. And I just want to make something good for you people out there, to create something for myself, so you know both of us can indulge in one degree or another in this world of Paul McCartney. I love talking about the music. I've been a mega fan since high school. It's another great excuse for me to collect the vinyl as well. But a lot of people out there just need to get this creative itch out, and this is mine, but unfortunately it doesn't generate the income that one would like to support themselves. Now, I'm not asking you to replace my job. I'm not asking for thousands a month. Well, maybe an extra $50 a month will help the show get to a new level, and I'm sure you know it's only up and up from there, really. Again, thank you to all of you out there. Thank you, my pallbearers. I won't be able to run this tin pot half-baked podcast without you. Look, check out the Patreon. I'll be leaving links below. Take care. Peace and love.